And now it's time for the Broncos' top five moments at home against the Raiders. Number five. It was Orange Monday and the national spotlight was on Denver for the Broncos' first ever Monday night football game. Head coach John Ralston had his team primed and ready to take on the defending Western Division champion, Oakland Raiders. No score in the first quarter with the silver and black driving when Raiders running back Charlie Smith is hit by linebacker Bill Lasky. Smith fumbles and the incomparable Billy Thompson is Johnny on the spot, scooping up the ball at his own 20 and races 80 yards for the touchdown and an early 7-0 Broncos lead. Now, with 30 seconds left in the game and Oakland leading 23-20, Ralston's troops would not be defeated. The calm, cool, and collected Charlie Johnson marched his team down the field into field goal range in a 23-second stretch. First, Johnson hit Floyd Little for a 13-yard gain. Next, running back Joe Dawkins picks up another 12 yards into Oakland territory. Floyd Little got them even closer with a 9-yard run, leaving 7 seconds remaining in the game for future Ring of Famer Jim Turner to nail the game-tying 35-yard field goal. The game ended in a 23-23 tie in front of a national television audience, putting the Broncos on the map for the whole country to take notice. Number 4, September 6th, 1981. The head coaching debut for 37-year-old Dan Reeves and the 81st consecutive sellout at Mile High Stadium. Oakland head coach Tom Flores led his defending Super Bowl champion Raiders to take on Denver. The Broncos offense racked up 370 total yards, but didn't put a lot of points on the board, paced by number 46 running back Dave Preston, who ran for 87 yards, including this gain of 23. Trailing 7-0 in the first, veteran quarterback Craig Morton teamed up with fellow future Ring of Famer Rick Upchurch for a beautiful 44-yard over-the-shoulder touchdown in the front corner of the end zone. Linebacker Tom Jackson helped hold Oakland to one touchdown with spin moves like this and sacking Jim Plunkett, and the Broncos won the game 9-7 thanks to the leg of Fred Steinfort. Number 3, September 22nd, 2003. After starting the first two games of the season on the road, the Broncos host the defending AFC champion Raiders for the home opener, a Monday night affair at Invesco Field at Mile High. As Al Wilson would point out, this game was...
It's prime time right here. You play a game for a living. You grew up watching this. If you ain't had cable coming up, you still can watch this game here on Monday night.
The Broncos defense came out inspired, sacking Oakland quarterback Rich Gannon 5 times, with defensive end Reggie Hayward accounting for 2.5 of those sacks. Broncos quarterback Jake Plummer shined in his home debut, throwing 2 first-quarter touchdowns. The first came when Jake rolled out to the left and found tight end Shannon Sharp for an 18-yard score. On the next, Plummer steps up out of pressure and hits Ashley Lalee for a 44-yard strike and a 14-0 lead. The rout was on when Plummer perfectly executes the bootleg and scampers in untouched for the 6-yard score as the Broncos go on to win 31-10. Number 2, September 7th, 1986. The Broncos hosting the Los Angeles Raiders for the home opener at Mile High Stadium in front of 75,695 screaming fans. John Elway got the home team on the board early, stepping up in the pocket and finding wide receiver Steve Watson right down the center of the field for a beautiful 35-yard pass and catch into the end zone. The Raiders would build a 19-7 lead, but the Broncos fans knew...
We're going to win it anyhow.
Trailing by 12 early in the second quarter, the ever-athletic Elway showed off his whole arsenal, handing off to running back Steve Sewell, who runs right and throws left on the option to the signal caller out of Stanford for a 23-yard touchdown. This would be the only touchdown reception of Elway's Hall of Fame career. In the second half, Denver would creep back even closer when the pride of Tuskegee Institute linebacker Ken Woodard would strip Marcus Allen of the ball and return it 12 yards for the score. In the fourth, there was a big special teams play that turned out to be a game saver for the Broncos when Darren Como forces a fumble on Napoleon McCallum that was recovered by Denver, putting the rest in the hands of John Elway. Trailing 36-31, Elway returned the favor to Sewell for a short pass that the running back took for a hard-earned 12 yards into Raiders territory. Then, on third and goal from the 7, Elway throws across the middle to running back Gene Lang, who plunges over the goal line for the 7-yard score and a 38-36 come-from-behind victory. And number one, January 1st, 1978. 18 degrees on New Year's Day in Denver, and the Broncos hosting Oakland for the 1977 AFC Championship game. The Orange Crush defense pounded the Raiders all game long, and second-year cornerback Steve Foley covered Cliff Branch like a blanket all game long. Trailing 3-0 on their first series of the game, the M&M boys connect big time as Craig Morton hits Haven Moses for a 74-yard scoring strike. The home crowd was sent into a frenzy as the future Ring of Famer Moses raced downfield for a 7-3 lead. Ahead 14-10 in the fourth, the M&M dynamic duo struck again, this time for a 12-yard score and a 20-10 lead as the home crowd was starting to think about
going to the Super Bowl. We're all going to the Super Bowl.
Yay!
Hey! New Orleans, here we come!
After the Raiders' cagey left-handed quarterback brought Oakland within 3 points, it was up to the Broncos to run the clock out and preserve the lead. On 3rd and 3 from their own 35, running back Otis Armstrong ran for 4 hard-fought yards, and the orange-clad crowd went berserk. The Broncos won the game 20-17, and Red Miller's team was heading to their first Super Bowl in franchise history.